Your loot hangs heavy on your back as you walk the desolate battlefield. Crows circle overhead as a warning. You hear them caw with each step. The corpses are heavy as you turn them over, their faces frozen in shock. You reach into the leather satchel at your hip and sprinkle salt near them. It's enchanted to keep the birds away, to preserve the features and faces of these bodies. The soft tissue can decay so quickly. The odds of it happening are small. But if a necromancer is drawn to the death here, they may raise some of the soldiers who died. As long as they find their bodies in good condition. Your footsteps are heavy. This isn't the glamorous work you're used to as a bard. There is no spotlight, no adoring fans clapping for you. Only the sound of crows and the stench of death. And then you see it. A bird that isn't a crow. It's small and pink. No bigger than a fine teacup. And it's glowing with magic. It pecks at the hand of a dead soldier near your feet. The corpse is holding something tightly in its hand. A bit of jewelry. You reach down and take it. It's a locket. Cheaply made, but you open it. Inside, there is a painted portrait of a beautiful young woman. There is kindness in her eyes, and something in your heart stills. The world grows quiet when you look at her. Then, as if on cue, the enchanted pink bird circles you once, twice, three times, and a trail of magic is left in the wake of its wings. Before you can get your bearings and identify the spell, the bird transforms into a letter. It's pink and inviting, and you reach out and take it. And the moment your finger brushes up against the paper, it unfolds. It floats in front of you. Then you hear the voice of a woman in your ear, reading its words to you.
Hello. Maybe that sounds too chipper. Hi. I hope this letter finds you well. I'm not certain the magic worked. It was all very complicated. The spell needed to create it was greater than my skill level, but not greater than my desire. I hope I didn't startle you. I want you to know... well... you're my true love, and you're worth all the effort it took to get this stupid bird to fly to you. And I know that. I know that you are. That I was made for you as surely as this spell was. I don't know where we'll meet. At a cafe, by the river, at a party. But I don't trust myself to say the right thing when we do. So for now, you get a letter. But I hope you like the way that I sound. I hope every word I speak washes over you and brings you great comfort. Oh boy, this is hard. I hope it's not too much for you. I know the gods will see fit to unite us. It would be far too cruel to keep us apart. I'm sorry for how emotional this letter is. I hope I haven't... Well, I hope... There is so many things I hope for. It's hard to articulate. There is a rapture in my heart I cannot control. It's come to the point where it's more painful to keep this love to myself than risk scaring you by exposing how I feel. I am suffering. But I don't mind. I know you're worth all the pain and longing that I feel. No matter how consuming it is. Are you ready for me? Are you waiting as I am? I want to be quiet with you, to hold your hand. I dream of the nights where you will rest in my arms. And if you are willing, I will bathe my lips in your passion, and I will pleasure you with words while you pleasure me with pleasure. Please, please come find me. I can wait no longer. The bird will show you the way. I am always yours, and that's how I will end my letter. Although I guess I should add my name. It's Naren. You blink at the letter, not quite believing what you just saw, or what you just heard. The letter transforms again. And the pink bird chirps at you before flying high overhead. You see it's bound for the south, and you know there is a tavern there and a town. But you're more familiar with the tavern. It has a big stage. With the soldier's locket in your hand, you begin to follow the bird. After all, you think you have grave news to deliver. The enchanted bird you've been following leads you right to the tavern in town. Seating itself on the roof and chirping at you. You know this place well. The shingles are bright red, and already you can hear the sound of happy patrons inside. You push open the door and step inside. This tavern is run by an old friend of yours who welcomes you back with open arms. He was expecting your return today. When you explain where you've been and that you're looking for a woman named Naren, he smiles. With a hand at your back, he points you to the dressing room. Saying that if you perform tonight, he'll introduce you to the woman in the cameo locket you found. The one who wrote the passionate love letter you found. You agree to perform. And when you step into the dressing room, you see her warming up. No, a dear, a female dear, ray, a drop of golden. Oh, I'm sorry. Look at me acting like I have the dressing room all to myself tonight. Please, just let me clear my things off the vanity here. You need space to get ready to perform as well, I'm sure. Am I opening for you tonight? The tavern owner said his famous bard friend was expected back tonight. Oh, how wonderful. I'm glad I was right. May I ask where you've returned from? Were you off on some grand adventure? You were sprinkling salt on the corpses of fallen soldiers? To preserve the bodies in case a necromancer came by? Wow. That's so thoughtful and reverent. You're giving a lot of them a second chance, potentially. Just think, we could have another risen like the court necromancer's bodyguard. They're so famous now. That definitely wasn't the glamorous work of a bard you were doing out there. Oh? You used that time to think. No doubt a battlefield filled with the dead provides many thoughts. Is that where you get your inspiration for your songs? From a place like that battlefield? It would be so peaceful, but there was so much devastation before then. Or do you get inspiration from ideas of rebirth, like being risen again? Ah, I thought as much. I've heard the songs that you've written. I think everyone has, but I guess you could say I'm a fan. It's a pleasure to perform on stage for you tonight. Don't worry. I'll be sure to warm up the crowd. Oh, yes, my name is Naren. Did the tavern owner tell you that? You're so kind to remember. You have something to tell me? Oh, that's my cue. I'm sorry, I have to go out, but we'll talk after the show. Break a leg. Naren gives a beautiful performance. Her voice is warm and skilled. You let the sound of her voice wash over you. It's a pleasant change from the sounds of the crow-laden battlefield you came from. Her love letter is heavy in your pocket. As her song continues, you can't help but wonder, was it written for you? She knows your songs, your music, your name. Or was it written for that dead soldier that had her portrait in their hand? When Naren's song ends, the crowd cheers, and the curtains begin to part for you. You take a step forward, instrument in hand, and greet the center stage.
Hey, great show tonight. I brought you your dinner from the kitchen. Aren't you cold in here with the window wide open? Oh, I see. You have to cool off after doing all that work on stage. They loved you. And I'm glad you're comfortable. May I join you? You were hoping I would. Stop it, I'm blushing. Hey, is everything okay? You look so serious. Was it my performance? I thought they liked it. No. Then what is it? I feel like I haven't known you long enough to offend you. And the crowd loved your song. You're not sad about the show, are you? Oh, you're pulling something out of your pocket? Is it a gift? That's my letter! By the gods! That's my love letter! I never thought. And a locket? Why are you showing me a locket? Hey, is that me? Right? I mean, she looks just like me. No, I didn't have this commissioned. It must have been done without my knowledge. Oh, where did you find this? Oh, on the battlefield. Oh, that poor soldier. I think I know who it was, an old family friend. They carried a torch for me since childhood. They enlisted last year. It was either them or a fan of my music that had it made. But I don't have a lot of those yet. And you think my letter was for them? Ah, of course it was. It couldn't be for you, silly. We've never met before, so that would be weird. I only know your music. So why would a letter for my one true love find you? Someone I just met today. Yeah, thank you. I'm not sure how I'm feeling. This is big news, and I'm so sorry to bother you. You're like this very famous bard, and you did me a big favor by returning this letter to little old me. I should go and let you finish your dinner. But, can I have a hug goodnight? I'm sorry to be so forward and strange and pushy. I'd really like a long hug from you, if that's okay. This has been a weird day. Oh. Thank you. It was so sweet of you to come all this way to tell me. I sound like a monster, but, like, this is the silver lining. Getting to meet you. You're a good person. I mean, it's nice. It's nice to know that the person who makes the art I enjoy is a good person. It's like I knew all along that you would be. Ah. You're so warm. What is that tweeting? It sounds familiar. Oh, it's the bird that delivered my letter. I thought it would disappear. No, shoot, don't bother them. We're having a moment. The open window wasn't an invitation. No, quit pecking at their shirt collar. Ah, sorry. Let me shoo it away. I don't know why it won't leave you alone. Stop it. Oh, it's trying to hand you the letter again. I don't know why it's doing that. Please stop looking at me like I owe you an explanation. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I was so happy when the spell to make that letter worked. It was going to find my one true love for me. I never thought. I just didn't think it was going to be delivered to a famous bard I'm a big fan of. I thought if I acted like the letter was for the soldier, I wouldn't have to hear your rejection. Not that I blame you. We're strangers, after all. It would be so much easier to have you think it was never meant for you. Why? Because you're famous. I'm sure people put unfair expectations on you all the time. And I've listened to all your songs. I feel like I know you because I know your music. And that's stupid. Yeah. Yeah, it is stupid. Well, wait, what did you say? When I perform, am I sharing myself with the audience? Of course. You don't just do a show, you give a show. You're giving your energy, your art. All right, I get it. I see your point. You're saying I do know you through your music, at least a little. I like that. I really do feel like I got a sense of you through your songs, but I told myself it was all in my head. Your lyrics are like, you always have these same three themes, but I think they're incredible. Yeah, the local, the carnal, and the poetic. That's why people sing your songs. Why you're so liked. You write about what matters in your lyrics. About what's close and what makes us human. I love it. Yeah, I guess we have similar values. You make me want to go do good things like you do. I wasn't even going to go to bed like I said I was. I was going to go buy enchanted salt so I could take care of any soldiers I found too. You inspire me so much. You always have. And you did it before I even met you. That's incredible. It's better than magic. It's like you're giving people a gift. And I want to do it too. Huh? You want to give me a kiss? Because I look all excited and inspired? Yeah, come here. Mm.
Thank you. I didn't want to stop, but I had to catch my breath. Oh, yeah. I want to kiss you forever and count your eyelashes. Sorry, that sounds weird. You're telling me I can? Stop it. Don't tease me. You've already indulged me enough. You're serious? And we can go on a date? To a cafe, like I said in my letter? Yes. Yes, that sounds amazing. I want to order a hot chocolate and stare deeply into your eyes. We really can? This feels like a dream. Ah. Thank you. I know we're going to be amazing for each other. I was so scared when I wrote that love letter. When I put my heart onto the paper and sent it out the window, looking for you. But I'm proud of myself for trying, for asking for what I wanted and seeking it out. It was worth the risk. Kissing you, being in your arms right now, it was worth the possibility of rejection. You think that would make a good song? Will you help me write it? Thank you. My love, will you hold me for a little bit longer? I want to feel us breathing together. I want to keep feeling your heartbeat. Thank you. Thank you for being you. I can't believe that of everyone in the world, you're the one I was destined for. I feel so lucky.